An excited group of kids gathers inside the Creamery Art Center as their parents await a series of presentations. The festivities begin with some of the youngest children reading their individual poems one by one to the entire group. For the last 8 weeks, these 65 kids, ages kindergarten through eighth grade, from the Springfield Community Center, have spent their days in the Springfield Art Council's Art in the Park summer workshops. Stephanie Kramer, director of programs and exhibitions, says this is the 13th year of the summer program.
Most of these children would not have the opportunity to do ballet or to play an instrument or, you know, to make pottery. That's one of their favorite.
Each week, the kids get to explore something new as representatives from various organizations, including but not limited to the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, Springfield Ballet, and Springfield Little Theater, teach new experiences and opportunities. Kramer says most of these kids come from Title I schools and may have limited resources. She says one thing they want to instill in the kids is possibility, while providing a safe learning environment during the out-of-school months. This year's theme is Imagine What I Can Be, inspiring the children to grow and explore, says Kramer.
Imagine, that's my favorite word, and I love for kids to be able to visualize what could be possible for them. And sometimes these kids find their first success in this program. Possibly their reading levels and that kind of thing are lower, and maybe for the first time, just like myself, I found out in fourth grade that I could be an artist, and I was like, yes, I can do something. And that's what you see in these kids.
Kramer says she is often tickled by a child's ambitions.
And one of the children, she was dressed all in pink, and she practically had a tutu on. They were supposed to say what they wanted to be, and she spinned around and she said, I want to be a dentist. And I thought, I have never seen a five-year-old who wants to be a dentist. I thought she was going to say princess for sure, and I thought that was pretty great.
One of her favorite things, says Kramer, is that she gets to watch many of these children grow up as they return each year. She adds that graduates have even returned to the program later as counselors. The program is sponsored by the Missouri Art Council, Musgrave Foundation, Children in Its Landscape Fund, and Megan Kramer Memorial Fund. It is free for children, and Kramer says there is usually a waiting list. She recommends to parents wanting to sign their kids up for next summer to do so through the Springfield Community Center at the beginning of 2015. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.